Lord Jesus, we thank you so much for all that you have done today. Thank you so much, Holy Spirit. Thank you so much, Holy Spirit. Everyone, hold hands together. Hold hands. The Holy Spirit is here in the mighty name of Jesus. Hold hands. Hold the hands of your children. If you have no children, hold your belly. The Holy Spirit is here. We're here to represent this generation. We're here to pray for this generation in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, your word says if two or more come in your name, you're in the midst of them. Lord Jesus, we come in your name to pray for this generation because there is so much that this generation needs from you. Lord Jesus, there is so much that this generation has gone through. There is so much that this generation has been through. But Lord Jesus, it's only you who understands our suffering and pain. At that blood-stained cross, you went through the pain of isolation. You went through greater pain than we go through. Lord Jesus, there's so many people who go through sexual abuse, mental abuse, and physical abuse. But it's only you who understands that pain. It's only you who understands that pain. Right at that blood-stained cross, Lord Jesus, we're so grateful for all that you have done for us. Lord Jesus, there are people who have gone through depression. People feel like committing suicide. But Lord Jesus, you are the true life. The Bible says you are the way, the truth, and the life. And no one can come to the Father except by me. You are the life, Lord Jesus. You are the life. Give these people the true life in the mighty name of Jesus. Give these people the true life in the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, fill us up. Holy Spirit, fill us up. Holy Spirit, fill us up. There's some of you who have become born again, but you still feel condemned. But Lord Jesus, you do not promote condemnation. You do not promote condemnation. Lord Jesus, your word says, therefore there is no more condemnation for those who are in Jesus Christ. If you're in Jesus Christ, let go of the pain. Let go of the pain in the past. Let go of the people who hurt you in the past. Let go of your sins. Jesus Christ has forgiven you. If Jesus Christ has forgiven you, you have no right to not forgive yourself. Jesus is accepted in your heart. Lord Jesus, there's some people who might be on their deathbed and they may think that it's too late. There is no way out, but it's deceit from the devil. The devil has been lying to you that there is no way out. The devil has been lying to me that there is no way out, but there is a second chance. Just like the prodigal son in the Bible who took his property and went for his own life, but when he came back to his father's house, his father opened up his arms and accepted him with love. Just as Jesus Christ knocks the door of your heart, open the door of your heart, open the door of your heart, and let Jesus open up. Let Jesus enter your heart in the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus loves you. He understands your pain. Some of you have gone through abuse, you have gone through trauma, and you can't control yourself. But Lord Jesus understands your pain. He understands your suffering. Let him into your heart. Let him into your soul. And let him take over you. Lord Jesus understands your pain. He understands your suffering. Some of you have gone through addictions. You have drug addictions. Some of you have gone through drug addictions and you feel like you can't control it. You feel like you can't take over. But Lord Jesus can take over it. Lord Jesus can take over it. He's the way out. He's the way out. The Bible says Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And no one can come to the Father except by him. In the mighty name of Jesus. Some of you are addicted to pornography. But there is a way out through Jesus Christ. There is a way out through Jesus Christ. If you're going through some pain, let it go. Let it go. The Holy Spirit wants to touch you. He wants to heal you from that pain. I may not understand, but Jesus Christ understands. No one in this world may understand, but Jesus Christ understands. He went through that pain of that blood-stained cross. Just put it in your heart. He went through that pain in that blood-stained cross. He went through the pain. He went through the agony. He went through the pain. Lord Jesus, fill these people up. Heal them from their past. Heal them from that pain. If you feel like crying, let it all go. If you feel like screaming, let it all go. Jesus wants to touch you. Let go of your past. Let go of your pain. Let go of your past. Some of you have been practicing witchcraft. And at this moment and time, you feel like there is no way out. The devil has been deceiving you that you will die. But the Bible says you shall not die. You will live and declare the works of the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus will touch your heart in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the Jesus of Christ touch your heart. Let Jesus Christ touch your heart. There is no way out for you apart from Jesus Christ. Let Jesus Christ touch your heart. Let Jesus Christ touch your heart. The devil has been deceiving you that you can't get out. The devil has been deceiving you that they can't get out of the cult. But Jesus Christ is the way out. He's the way and the truth and the life. In the mighty name of Jesus, let go. Let go in the mighty name of Jesus. Let go in the mighty name of Jesus. Sharra na 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 na. Heavenly Father, we come as a generation. Father, we surrender ourselves unto you, Holy Spirit. We surrender our burdens. We surrender each and everything, Holy Spirit. We ask of you to take over. Heavenly Father, we repent for the witchcraft that we've been practicing. Father, we repent on behalf of our generation. Father, we ask of you to forgive us. We ask of you to fill us with the Holy Spirit. We ask of you to take over, Holy Spirit. We ask of you to redeem our generation. Jesus, you said that we decree a thing and it shall be established. Father, we decree and declare your glory in our lives. We decree and declare your Holy Spirit in our generation. We decree and declare your touch and anointing in our lives. We decree and declare healing in our generation. We decree and declare transfiguration and transformation in our generation. We decree and declare your grace in our generation, Jesus. Heavenly Father, we surrender our generation before you. It is only you who can redeem us. It is only you who can save us. It is only you who can redeem us, Jesus. We surrender our generation. We surrender our bodies. We surrender our families. We surrender our young ones. We surrender the youth. We surrender the teenagers. Jesus, we surrender every time, every person. Jesus, we ask of you to take over. We ask of you to fill us. We ask of you to redeem us, Holy Spirit. Manda rava sheta rava ziara rava ya. Ripopo shita rava ziara rava ya. Riere rava sheta rava ziara rava ya. Riere rava rava shita rava ya. Ziara rava. This nation, Uganda, Lord King of Glory, this Uganda is not of poverty, it's not of death. People online, people around the world, and also on online, they are Facebook, Lord Jesus. But forgive them, Lord King of Glory, for you're the one who has reason is to come. Lord King of Glory, someone talk to your Lord, Papa, this generation. It has said for it is not for poverty. Not for death, Lord Father, for we are yours. No, not for the devil, Lord King of Glory. Lord Father, for me, I not as the Ashley, as your servant, Lord King of Glory, as your child, Lord King of Glory. I come in for you and pray for this generation, Lord King of Glory. Lord Father, this generation, I intercede for you. I intercede for it, Lord King of Glory. Your generation, you're not going to be of death. Not going to die, the devil's like you, that you will die, but you will not die, you will live forever to serve the Lord, you will live forever to serve the Lord, but you will live, you will not die, but this generation, all that devils, I command you to go away, I, Nakazi Ashley, as the servant of God, I command you to go away from this generation. From this nation, Uganda. This nation, Uganda, is not of poverty. It's not of death. It's not of pain. But it is of the Spirit of the Lord. Come on, the Spirit is here. The Spirit of the Lord is here. Come on, someone speak to your Lord. It is meant for this generation. For this generation, is not of poverty. I can't hear you. That's not right. That's not interceding. Come on, someone intercede for this generation. For this generation, is not for poverty. Generation is not of death. This generation is not of faith. But it is of your Lord, King of Glory. Come and use us as a vessel, Lord King of Glory. Lord King of Glory. For everyone, everyone in Kenya, everyone who is watching us on TV, who is watching on TV, who is watching on Channel 44.
Yeah. too.